there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Joe, Jason, and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Everybody.
Three in a row. I got this man on three of them. It just took me to fly to Dallas. Right.
This is our third video of The Last of the Nice Guys.
Back to back.
Hence why we're wearing the same shirts and fucking everything else. I'm Joe, one of the hosts, and with me is...
I'm Jiza.
And the other host. We have a funny topic.
Yeah, I think the last two topics, you know how it is. We usually do a couple of like intense ones and then we do a funny one. So this one comes from Astro World Animation on Instagram. It's called How Oblivious Women Can Be. Listen up.
Should I come over?
I mean, like, it's up to you. You know, if you want me to.
Yeah, pull up. I ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
Hey, make sure you wear something sexy, though.
What you mean sexy? I'm going to be wearing a bonnet, a slippers, and sweatpants.
Funny as hell.
For real. So, like, what you trying to do? Like, when I get there, what you trying to do?
You know, look at him, he's like,
hey, you know what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm trying to do.
What, play Uno?
What?
You trying to play Uno? What? Monopoly?
Games, man. Fucking games.
What you trying to do? Trying to roast the marshmallow? Make some s'mores? That's what you want to do?
No, I'm trying to hit.
Excuse me? Trey, I don't know what you think this is. That's why you think I want to come over there? Like...
Swim.
Hey, I'm still a respectable woman. Like, just because I call you this late don't mean anything.
You say respectable hours. What are you talking about?
That's what you think of me? Wow, so when I come over, that's just what you expect of me. That's what you expect of me.
So,
oh my God,
that's that shit I'm talking about. That's them games God. I'm talking about. So God, are we very clear? Hilarious. Homie's watching TV. Homegirl calls, says, I was thinking about you. She says, you know, she basically wants to come over. It's 2:00 in the morning. Okay. Can you blame a man for thinking that you're trying to come over and get some of that? You know what I'm trying to say? Well, sometimes we could just listen. Sometimes I just think about you. You know,
this is that
bullshit.
This is the delusional mindset that women have.
It's not delusional. She knows what she wants, and she knows what she's implying. The problem is, women don't want you to be obvious with it. She wanted, look, let's be real. If you're calling a man's name at 2:00
in the morning,
and you're like, I was thinking about you, 2:00 in the morning. Okay, fine. And then you say something like, you would be bored if I was there. You literally telling him you down with it.
Yeah, you're open.
Without saying you're down with it. But then when he's like, all right, cool, so you're going to let me hit. She's like, now all of a sudden she pulls back. You know what you wanted. They just don't want it to be said out loud. They want to be more coy, so she comes over and she keys a little bit. He's gonna let you hit, but she doesn't want you to expect it. You see the games we're talking about here?
It's the delusional mindset for me. I'm sorry, I'm gonna call it what it is.
It's just a game.
But
it's a game.
How about naturally they're just delusional? Just a natural.
Well, what do you mean by delusional? Because she knows what she's doing. She just doesn't want you to. She doesn't want you to make it obvious that you know that she knows what she's doing.
What if there are women that don't really know? Like, they don't feel like they're going there for that reason. And they really in their
what?
Mind,
what?
In their mindset,
stop it! Stop it!
In their mindset, they're
stop
like,
it.
I want to come over at 2 a.m.
Stop it! Stop it. There is no woman, I don't care how innocent she is, thinking she gonna call out a dude at 2 o'clock and accept an invitation, or insinuate she wants to come over and then accept an invitation to come over, and not think that the man's gonna want to hit that. I don't give a. Come on. Even if it's your bestie, I don't know.
No,
absolutely not.
I'm definitely in the parody video. I'm definitely on the side of the guy. This 100%.
But I mean, I'm taking this beyond that.
Yes.
Even the nerdiest chick contacting the nerdiest guy at 2 o'clock in the morning is not gonna be like, I'm trying to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. You don't call.
Like you said, it's not a respectable time.
That's what gets me about these women who claim these male friends. And the joke of it all is pretty much on par with this. Call up your male friend at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Call.
Wasn't it that? Oh my God! Where's that video?
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes. There's one. There's a video where it's a little same stick figure thing, and he's talking to his female friend. As soon as it passes midnight, his voice changes, his demeanor changes with her, and he's like trying to holler at her.
Yeah.
As soon as it hit midnight. It was great.
It's the funniest thing to me. I can't tell you how many arguments and conversations I've had with women that were...
I have to find that.
That were so oblivious.
Hold on. I have to find it. It's called... Keep going.
They were so oblivious to the fact that you can have male friends, but they don't expect them to try to talk to you or try to get in your pants. What kind of world
are you living in? There are videos where they basically said, do you have any platonic friends? Yes. Yeah, so do you think your platonic friend would let you hit it?
They're like, no, never.
It's okay.
Of course not.
It's okay, fine. Call him up right now and tell him you want to come over and mess around. And then I think every single time I've seen one of these videos happen, the guy flipped up. He's like, hell yeah, come over.
Yeah.
100%. Let's hook up.
I will never be okay with any female that I'm with permanently, whether it's a girlfriend thing or whatever it is. I don't feel that makes sense. Just for that fact, simple fact alone, we think differently, we operate differently. You call us at 12 o'clock a.m. or 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. just to talk. We're not trying to talk to you in the phone.
Correct.
We're not trying to have you come over and watch Netflix or watch TV or talk about your personal bullshit sorry life. We want to just get in your pants. At that time, we're supposed to either be out or asleep. So if you're disturbing one of those two things, and we're home doing nothing, best believe if you call us up around those times, we want you to come over to do something to us. We want to come over. We want you to come over for that soul.
No, we are expecting to hook up. It's not even what we want. If you come over,
yeah,
we're expecting.
I'll even take it a step further. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even have to be that late. It could be like during the day at all. It could be during the day. It could be in the morning. I think,
because it's something about when the sun sets that if a woman is hanging out with you in your personal space or in her personal space after the sun sets, it is implied that there's going to be some kind of hooking up. In the daytime,
yeah,
I don't really. It's possible. It is. You can say that any girl that wants to come over your place at any time wants to hook up, but it's something about the evening that it, you know, I says if my homie comes over at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, cool. But if she comes over at like 10:30 at night,
it's a little different.
You know what I'm saying?
I could be
hugged up with you on the couch at 2 o'clock and you're my homegirl and I don't feel anything. But if I'm hooked up with you at 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'm gonna be trying to cop a feel. It's something about the date, the time of the day.
Yeah.
That
makes it a little bit more...
A little more sus.
Yeah.
You know, or a little more interesting. I'm trying to find this freaking video.
I'll take it a step further. Say that even conversations on the phone that pass a certain time, like...
That's what I'm trying to find.
Like, that in itself, why am I talking to you at 12 a.m., 1 a.m.? You're not my girl.
Yeah.
You claim that we're friends.
Yep.
Why are we talking?
Yep.
And on top of that,
I think you're a great person. Right. You tell me that's all these good things.
That's reserved... My opinion, my stance is that's reserved for somebody that you're with. That's not reserved for a friend. You're a friend for a reason. If you ever wanted to get more than that, then things would have to be implied. But we're staying friends if that's the case. This is where I keep saying the word delusional when it comes to women, because they have this mindset that they're able.
They're delusional because
They think that they can have male friends.
Exactly. Well, no, they can have male friends, but they think they can have male friends that they obviously know want them. I just had this conversation with my son. Okay, that's what the delusional part is. It's why would you want to have a friend, a male friend, or a friend at all, that you know is attracted to you, that you know wants more? Yeah. Why would you keep that person around?
Right.
It's an ego thing. It's a selfish. It's being selfish. Yeah. Because you're getting 100%. Because you're getting the attention 100%. That you want. You're probably even going to be getting treated the way you want without any strings attached.
Yeah.
That's what I just had. That's this conversation.
That's the term. That's the term. The
I
ego
just had
term.
This. I just had that conversation. Literally just had that conversation about, like, you know, women, they'll break up with you and they'll say, there was an ex of mine. We broke up.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, it depends. There's so many of them. There was an ex of mine, and she breaks up with me because, you know, it's just not working out. She breaks up with me, and she's like, "Listen, but I think you're a great guy. I want to remain friends." I'm like, I respect you breaking up. Cool. Take care. I will not be your friend. Well, why are you making this difficult? Why am I making this difficult? I'm fine. I accept your breakup.
Right.
I'm not fighting it. But I wouldn't. I absolutely not. I'm why not. Why would I want to be your friend?
Right. What's the point?
That doesn't make any sense.
But what?
I don't care if I'm great. If I'm a great guy, then why'd you break up with me? Why didn't you, you know, address my concerns?
Right. If I'm
but,
so great.
But instead, you're like, you know what? We don't match. Break up with us. But you're a great guy. I want to keep you in my life. No. And there's nothing immature. A mature person, but a mature man, a mature people can be friends after a relationship. No. That's impossible. That is not a sign of maturity. To stick or to be in the circle of somebody you were intimate with, somebody you had feelings for, that is like emotional torture.
I do respect the just we're on the topic of that.
Okay.
About like previous women. I do respect one of them telling me basically the same thing, like, well, no, not the same thing that you just got to tell, but basically saying, yeah, I don't talk to exes.
Yeah.
And I was like, and thought about it for a second, I was like, oh, okay. I haven't. I don't think I've ever met a woman like that.
Yeah.
That's been like, yeah, I don't talk. That's cool. I like that.
It is
that.
Cool. It's
cool because there's nothing to talk about.
There's nothing to talk about. The time went by. Even if it's a platonic, mutual breakup, it's still not necessary.
Do you know what I'm talking about, by the way?
Yeah, I know you're talking
about. Okay, yeah. She told me that. She said, yeah, I don't talk to exes. I was like, wow, okay. I had to think about that for a second. Like, I don't think I've ever run into a woman like that ever said that. They usually like, yeah, why not? I mean, he's just an ex. Oh, okay. You just had feelings for, emotions for, sexual relations for.
We're mature. We can separate that, compartmentalize that. No, you cannot.
The best part is when they tell me to talk around it, they turn around and say, well, you see like people like celebrities do it. First of all.
Celebrities?
Yeah. First of all, that's a whole different ballgame. Celebrities are just completely fucking fucked up in
it. Oh yeah, you can't.
You're not. You don't even need to compare yourself to them. Not even because of the financial
set. And basically, you kind of have to remain cordial because you never know when you might actually be in a circle with them or in a room with them or God forbid your career.
Your career is on the line. So that whole one example of it is Will and Jada. Because Will had a kid. Yeah, I know. That's a failed marriage to begin with. But I'm saying, like, Will and Jada had Will had a kid by another woman.
Yes.
So they're all friends. Okay. Jada's friends with the baby mom. Will's friends with every doesn't matter. Everything's cool.
Okay.
For someone like that to be cool in that sense, you can't compare that to like a regular no name fucking couple.
Right.
This is like celebrity status where they need to keep their name in the highlight.
Correct.
So they can't have that type of animosity towards them or negativity. So they have to do that. So if she chooses, which I think again the whole thing is fucking fake and phony, but if she chooses to go ahead and be friends with the other baby mom, that's because of the limelight that they need.
Yeah, there's an incentive to do it. You know, there's a reason. It's not just they're being. Sorry, I'm still looking for that one that I want to show you. I'm dying to play this on air, man. But God, it's so hard to find them. No, I sent it to everybody, but I can't find whoever I sent it to. So now I just gotta look for it. But keep going. But no, there's an incentive. There's an incentive to behaving like that, and that's why it makes sense.
Yeah, that's another reason why I called this delusional mindset with them, with the women, because we wouldn't do that. We the men who are stuck in those positions where they're like, yeah, I have a female friend. I'm sure if you ask them on a deep conversation, they would be like, yeah, I would hit it.
I would probably, hit it. Probably. More I than mean, likely. I mean, me, I have...
Well,
no, of course. Well, yeah, I have two close female friends, and I would hit it. But that's because I don't consider myself a typical, you know, guy.
No, Jay's not typical.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say you're platonic, you're literally a platonic friend. Like, yeah. There is no alternative, you know, for that, for me. But that's just me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Well, this is why he's the unicorn of the world.
No, I'm not. I am the leave me alone of the world.
Well, rare.
You know? There's
not many men in your position.
That's not it either.
So that's different. But a lot of other people that I spoke to in regards to this exact topic, I know one female in particular that stands by this connotation that she just needs to make her point and be right about the fact that that male friends are not an issue. But like, again, they may not be an issue for you. They may not even be an issue for the guy that you're dating who doesn't give a shit about you. But for the guy who's respectable, who has enough respect for you, for himself, especially for himself, is going to have a problem with this. Because we know for a fact that we know as men how men think. You don't know how men think. And I'm saying you in terms of the females. You guys don't know how we think. We don't know how you think. We've been trying to figure out that out for decades. We still can't figure it out. But the way we think and operate is different than how you operate. So when we see male friends, we're automatically saying to ourselves, well, some of the guys, not all of us, but some of the guys are like, yeah, we can't be cool with that. That can't work. It doesn't work.
It shouldn't work.
And like I said, one of the best quotes I heard was that you can tell a lot by how a guy treats you in the manner of how much he cares about you. So let's put it this way, for example. Very simple.
Now the phrase was, you can dictate how a man treats you by how he treats his mother. I thought that was the phrase, but okay,
yeah,
carry on.
Well, no, that's, yeah. I mean, that is right, though, but you're, that's 100% right. But tell a guy you're going to a girl's night out. His response is, I don't care. Have fun. Do what you gotta do. I don't give a shit. Right? Tell a guy you're going on a girl's trip. I don't care. Have fun. Do your thing. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna be working, do my own thing. Tell a girl you have male friends. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me one bit. Yeah, I don't give a shit. One of the things that I've read recently, and also had a couple of clips that I actually passed and saw, was that they said that if a guy's behavior is like that, 9 times out of 10, not saying he's doing his dirt, but he really doesn't have any care for you. Like his attention span towards you is like, it's not there. The energy is not there. I read this recently. This is some guy said this. He was like, if he cares about you enough.
Okay, carry on.
If he cares about you enough. Mm-hmm. And another quote from like the whole red pill stuff, mm-hmm, is that if he cares about you enough, he'll turn around and be like, oh, you going on a girl's trip? Yeah, no. That's not going to happen. We're not going to do that.
So you are saying that you equate the level of attachment to somebody by the amount of control they exert on you?
Not...
That's what you just kind of,
yeah,
and
kinda.
That is.
But that is crazy. That was one of the things. I'm not saying that that's something that I believe in fully, but I'm saying I get
this is
why.
No,
that's
I don't.
Case.
I don't get that.
So if a guy doesn't care about you at all,
that doesn't mean he doesn't care. Just because he's not possessive doesn't mean he doesn't care. Why do I say this? Because girls have thrown this in my face,
right?
Where I don't get, I'm not a jealous guy. I don't get jealous.
Yeah.
I don't feel any kind of way.
Right.
I, you know, I we can go a couple of days without speaking, and I don't feel any kind of way.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I don't care about you. It doesn't mean that you mean nothing. It just means that I'm so comfortable and in myself and in my world that I'm not gonna let these little things affect me and make me start questioning things and doubt. But if I do have doubt, I'll bring it to you, and if we can't resolve it, it's over and done with. There is no point in being possessive. There's no point in being jealous. There's no point in being controlling, because that is an insecurity thing.
Yeah.
And when once you cross that line, the relationship's over.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I told you this already. I've said this many, many, many times. Once there's doubt, if you can't get over it yourself, and you can't discuss it out, the relationship is over.
Yeah.
I've had women literally tell me, "I don't give a shit because I'm not jealous." Oh, I'm going out with my Well, my best friend and his friend. All right, cool. Have fun. You don't care? No, not really. I'm good because I have a lot of female friends myself, and I'm not gonna have you bugging. You think about it, I'm gonna deal with a woman telling me I can't go out with one of my two female friends and go hang out like I usually would before you?
Right.
It's platonic. It's fun.
Right.
Oh, you have a problem with it? Oh, you gotta go then.
Right.
That's not. That right. doesn't show me that you care. Right. It shows me that you're controlling, that you're possessive, that you lack maturity, that you have insecurity issues, and I didn't do it to you. So I'm not going to deal with it. And so I don't expect behavior that I don't give.
Right.
But what you said, it struck a nerve in me because I'm telling you, more than one woman has thrown it in my face that I don't care. Why I don't care? Because I don't, because the little things that typical men, you know, get all puffed up chest at, I don't get puffed up chest at.
Yeah.
It's not who I am. I've never been that guy.
What if the status of relationship was a determining factor?
What does that mean?
Like if it was like a marriage thing, would you still feel the same way?
Yeah.
Okay. So girlfriend or
actually,
marriage,
being married, I would feel even more secure.
Right,
I should.
Right.
I'd be even more aloof.
Right.
Go ahead and go on a vacation. What? One of the husbands is going, cool, knock yourself out.
Right.
Because we're married. You know, if there's anything to be, it's security should increase with the more status. Talking, dating, long-term relationship, committed relationship, engaged, married. You should have more. You
security.
Should have more security if you're more secure to let them live their life. Because I don't believe in the whole joint the hip thing. You should be able to do stuff on your own. We should do stuff together. But I'm not going to want to do every single thing. I'm going to want to go to DR with my homies and you not give me a hard time. I'm gonna want you to go have cocktails at a resort with your girlfriends and you know hit, you know, tease and hit on waiters. Do your thing. Have your fun, but you're coming back here and I'm secure with that. I have nothing to worry about. I shouldn't. If I do, we have a conversation. If I do, we talk it out. If we cannot come
right.
to an agreement,
right.
you know,
right.
I'm gonna miss you.
Bon voyage.
I mean, I know it sounds simple, but honestly, this is how I've always been. Whether it was with a committed person or not, the chick that I once thought was the love of my life, okay. Even for her, no jealousy. I used to tell her. I remember I was driving one day in my vehicle, and she's like, "Oh, you know, there's something that the girls want to go to, but I don't want to go because it's only they said only girls allowed." I said, "Okay." She's like, "But I don't want to do anything without you." I'm like, "Babe. Live your own life. Do your thing. Go have fun. You're welcome to. Just do it."
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling her this, you know. And it's the same girl that in the end, when she dumped me, in my own place, you know, saying some nonsense, I didn't get up and chase after her. I just took it.
Yeah.
I said, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love of my life, by the way, is what I thought. I thought this was it.
Right.
This was the one.
Yeah.
You know, is what I was sure. And even that, I didn't necessarily fight for like that. I said, look, if that's what you how you feel. It was an argument. There was no fighting. I did try to bring her over. I did try to talk it out. You know, I said, listen, I think something's changed because we were friends first. And, you know, she said what she said and said, look, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. She got up from my table and walked out the door. And I sat at the table like this. What else could I say?
Right.
You know.
Right.
What else should I say?
Yeah.
I go run up there, big no.
No, right,
big,
right, right.
No, that's not me.
Right.
It's
right.
never been me. And
you
I'm
can't.
And again,
yeah.
if I wouldn't do this for the person that I thought was the one, I'm not doing it for anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's not
yeah.
it's not me.
And
I shouldn't have
guys
to do that.
And you guys didn't even take it to the next level at
so,
that point either. Yeah,
but
right,
even
yeah.
so, that's just how I feel in general. So no, I don't. That irks me when you say that you care by showing like, no, I have to be with you all the time.
Yeah,
you
was,
care
was,
by
it
saying
a,
by
it was
saying
a, it was a red pill thing. It was a red pill thing.
No,
so
of course,
that's
of course.
It was a red pill.
No, of course, that my behavior can get me screwed over.
Yeah.
You know, grow up and go out there,
yeah.
and, but that's fine.
Because the video also explained how he was doing his dirt, and that's why he wasn't like.
Well, and but that's the thing
that
too
the thing
is
that
is that dudes who are doing their dirt. When they're controlling like that, it's because it's the hypocrisy of it. There's some dudes. I knew a dude that habitually cheated on his woman, and when she cheated once on him, his world fell apart.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and said, "My man, that was one time. I can count on two hands that I know of that you stepped out. What are you so? No, man, it's different. How is it different? Oh, because when women cheat, it's emotions. I don't give a fuck. Come on, it doesn't matter." Whatever the reason is, the act is the same.
Yeah,
you stepped out.
So yeah, he was explaining in the video how he would tell his girl would tell him that he was, you know, she was just living her life in the relationship, and they weren't even like engaged or married. It was only a regular boyfriend and girlfriend, and then come to find out, as he was saying, yeah, I don't care, go ahead, do your thing.
Right.
I don't mind, it's not bother me. This whole time he was saying this and having her do her thing, he was just doing his dirt.
That's why.
So his like attention was not even towards her, it was towards another woman who actually he was interested in.
Right.
And whatever she did was like, yeah, okay.
That is possible. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. If a guy is that detached,
yeah,
you know, not caring and not wanting to spend time with you.
Before, multiple times. What? That same like detachment. Like he's with somebody, he's been with somebody, but then after a while something maybe have changed in the middle of it.
Okay.
And he just like kind of, you know, was putting attention to another person. Mm-hmm. And but then it's all about that. So whenever he was living with her,
right,
he was just like, yeah, okay.
Well, then it's up to the woman, or if it's up to the guy, up to the guy to have a conversation. Exactly. Hey, I've noticed
exactly
your demeanor toward me has changed. What's up?
Yeah.
And you would hope they'd be real with you.
Yeah. Hope.
You
know? Yes.
And that's about it. Because when you're I told you this many times. When your partner says X, right? You talk it out. But if they're really feeling some kind of way because of your behavior, a partner that cares will act. That's it. Will act. Whether it's having a conversation, whether it's going to, whether it's changing the thing up, finding a compromise, going to therapy, whatever it is. If you care about somebody and your partner says, you're making me feel X, you don't feel like you're doing that, it doesn't matter, because they think they feel like you're doing it. Exactly. So you have a conversation, and if it's something if you cannot fix it, you break up.
Exactly.
If you can fix it, you compromise. If you don't, or you apologize and you go all the way.
But they're putting in the work to fix it.
Right. But the point is you act.
Yes. Yes.
I've said this many times. Yes. So
is that a sign of? Do you think that's a sign of?
That's a sign of caring. That's a sign of caring. When you compromise yourself,
I agree.
For the comfortability of, and I do mean compromise.
Yes.
You know, compromise both in the let's find a middle ground, but also compromising your own self. That is love. That is caring more so than, but you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Not without me.
Yeah.
No, that's controlling. But you know, bitch, can I come with you? Can I come with you? How about this? Can I be the designated driver? How about this? Can I drive you guys there and then pick you guys up? Something like that. You see what I'm saying? That's caring.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
That's caring.
Man, that was
you see what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. You
call.
That's caring.
Yeah.
That's not controlling. That, and it's different. So no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I'm with you on that. I think if the act.
How did we get into this topic?
It was
supposed to be the
I know,
funny,
it was a funny
topic.
One, but it was fucking interesting because I like the idea of someone caring about their partner enough that makes sense to change if they have a problem with something.
Yeah.
I like that. Then you're voicing your concern. You're like, you know what? I've been noticing X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
Would it be possible we could talk about it? Maybe we could do something to change it. No problem. Great. I like the way your approach is. And of course, the approach is always
the main thing. It's easier said than done. But in the end, if you cannot fix it or find a compromise, then you end the relationship.
Right.
Why continue to be miserable?
Right.
I'm not saying, all right, I'm coming home at 10:30 because my job lets me out at 9:50, and she's upset thinking that I'm taking too long to get home, so she wants me to freaking speed. No, if we can't come to understanding, listen, this is my job,
this is what it is,
then okay, then we need not be together then.
Right.
You know? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. If you're not understanding, and that's why I say when I was dating, I only needed three things from women. I needed communication, understanding,
and lovemaking.
And intimacy, yes.
Oh.
That's it. I need you to talk to me and listen to me. I need you to be understanding of things. And I need my TLC. That's it. I need my affection. I need my intimacy.
Yes.
It's easy. It's three things. Oh, Jay, you're so simple. Yeah, but that means that those are big slices of pie.
Nothing.
When one is gone, the whole thing's done. That's how simple it is.
Exactly.
If you give me all the intimacy I want and you give me the understanding, but we have no communication. We're done. If we have the communication, but you don't understand shit, but you're giving me the sweet loving, it's still going to be over.
Right.
I only need three things. Or
yeah.
I needed. Sorry. I'm done. I'm out of the game. But I only needed three things.
Very simple.
Very, very, very simple.
Very, very simple.
But
we definitely went off track with this fucking topic.
We did. We
did. Horrible.
We did. As I was still trying to find that, I am still looking for that shit.
By the way, our food does definitely come in 8 minutes.
8 minutes? We got time.
Yeah.
We're actually doing this as we ordered food.
We had to.
Because instead of going out and living the life in Dallas, we staying inside the Days Inn for you guys to record
making it
three.
That's not helping at all.
What?
Because we're saying the Days Inn as if this is the Marriott. It's the Days Inn.
What did I say about positive affirmation?
You're right. I love the Days Inn. Days Inn's
great. I didn't say you had
to. No. Have been in a nice environment.
I didn't say you had to say that. All I said was you could just say Days Inn with some chutzpah, some positive energy. You don't have to be all I love the Days Inn, but I'm in a Days Inn, not. It's the Days Inn. It is what it is.
We have a nice vending machine right here.
Real close, by the way. Real close.
So we don't even need to worry about
real close. Water. And we have the pool right outside. Door.
Will we go in it?
Where all those people make And the best part about it is that they have white noise here.
Yes.
Okay. It's like jackhammers and
highways.
Yeah, and they're doing remodeling some of the rooms. But it blends together a really nice white noise and helps us sleep.
I love it.
Even when the trays.
Side note, if I do end up living here with the fam, I will say that the apartments that we saw in our outings in the past 2 days were very nice. They were very nice. He just found one to be because of the area we were in.
No, I changed my mind.
Oh, that one that we saw?
The last one I said I wasn't feeling area originally by the overpass.
But it was close to Deep Elm.
Correct, but then I realized, I looked at it and I really felt, you know what? I changed my mind.
Yeah, it's got like a weird...
I still think the price is too much for where it's located. And how shady-tastic it is. Because look, the overpass is right there, and that's what do you think is gonna be on there? A bunch of homeless people, probably. I know, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, is that what you want to deal with? You know,
that is something wrong with that. Come on, sure, go there. Conservative.
Wow, black jobs. So,
oh my God, back to the topic at hand.
How much time we got? Four minutes. All right, so we're going to wrap it up there. So final thoughts on that whole delusional women thing that, you know, or this
Oh,
this
don't thing. Don't call your fucking don't male call best your man's friend or don't male do that. Friend at 12, 1 in the morning.
Don't call them after sunset.
Don't even bother. Stop.
Unless you try and hit it.
Call for 6 a.m., 7 to go get coffee. Call 8 a.m. to get coffee. Yeah. Hopefully they're working and not bums.
Yes.
Call them around that time.
Hopefully they say they ain't got time for that.
Right. Don't call them late at night.
Okay. When you call a dude late at night.
What do you expect?
And you're insinuating you want to come over. We have every right to believe we gonna hit that shit.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And you cannot get mad when we make a move. You cannot get mad when we voice it. You cannot get mad after it's done.
After it's done.
Because it happens where they'll come over. They'll snoop canoodle. After you're done, you start, you know, wiping yourself up and getting ready. And she's like, "So that's all you want from me? That's all you think of me? That's what they do.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
I'm gonna go home, call the Uber." Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. It's
that shit is stupid. Stop it.
Get help. That's it for the Last of the Nice Guys podcast. Three in a row, guys.
Three.
I don't know when we're gonna get. Where you gonna get another string of this? Because this man's got a thing going on. Manny's got a thing going on, and I'm not doing the Last of the Nice Guys by myself. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, he can't.
Okay, I refuse. There's a lot of things that I do, but I won't do that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jason.
I'm Joe.
And thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys, Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys, or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.